everyone, welcome back to yet another episode of Stereo 7, an audio and visual podcast that gives you inside scoop on our guests' modern-day lifestyle. My name is Hassan Khaled, and I tune in with Abdullah Rashid as my co-host.
Thank you guys for tuning in again, and I hope you guys were having an amazing day, and I hope we will make it more extra amazing. What do you say, Hassan?
For sure, man. For sure. I'm sure you guys like our episodes, the ones up to, and we've uploaded up till now. And the turnout has been amazing. And we're working hard day and night. Me, myself, Abdullah, everyone else at Team 7, we're working really hard to bring exclusive and entertaining content for all you guys.
Yeah. By the way, Hassan, how do you listen to podcasts? Like, what's your general time?
How do I listen to it? Basically, apni to main, I personally, whenever it's uploaded on Spotify, I just listen to it right away.
Okay.
Taki, you know, zara pata chale ke if there's anything wrong, to jaldi se banda address karte. But usually, other as far as other podcasts are concerned, I do listen to a few on Spotify as well as YouTube as well. So yani chalta rehta hai, acha hai, bas sahi kaafi.
Yeah, so acha, to mera to ye scene hota hai, like apni jo hai na, I shouldn't say that, main nahi sunta recording ke baad, because you know wo pura editing ka pura process chal jata hai, to baar baar sunta.
But nahi, main to waise honestly spell check kar leta hu na ek dafa, yani proof read wagera ho gaya sara kuch, agar just in case रिकॉर्डिंग में भी, ऑल्दो हम उसको दो तीन दफा वैसे भी चेक करते हैं, लेकिन रिकॉर्डिंग में जस्ट इन केस कोई डिस्टर्बेंस
हो,
वी कैन टेक इट डाउन एट द मोमेंट और फिक्स इट, ताकि देयर इज लाइक नो गैप बिटवीन पोस्टिंग एंड यू नो रीपोस्टिंग इट. तो दैट्स अबाउट इट. ओके, सो टुडे वी हैव अ रादर एक्साइटिंग लाइनअप फॉर यू गाइस. देयर वी हैव गॉट टू पीपल एक्चुअली, देयर रियली टैलेंटेड artists, I must say. They sing really well. They're music composers. So I'll just get straight to the point here. We've got Zeest Faisal here. She is a young singer, song producer, and a really talented person. So Zeest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, everyone. So my name is Zeest Faisal, and I'm 19 years old, and I'm a female Western vocalist. And I initially started like music and like singing like a while back. And I remember ever since then, I do it like literally day and night, and I think it's like my best getaway.
Okay.
Apart from this, I make covers, but recently, I have my two songs out, two originals, and yeah, that's pretty much about it.
Yeah, we'll leave the link to her songs in the description. Now I'll move on to Saifulla, who's also an artist, a song composer, and a really talented person. Saifulla, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity, first of all, to be here live with you guys, and I congratulate you guys on starting this beautiful venture.
Thank you.
You guys you know, bring up the talent from different fields, and you give them a platform to, you know, go ahead with what they have and, you know, talk about it. So yeah, my name is Saifulla, guys. I'm a 27-year-old musician, and I have different dimensions to art. I write songs. I do poetry. I you know, I have like different sets and dimensions to it. So I've started music back in the times when I was like really young. The way Zeest just introduced herself, that she's quite young as well, and that's really good to see your you know, story related to the people who you come across. And so she reminded me of my times when I started music. I started it at the age of 14, I believe. And ever since, I am doing it. And, you know, I have been a cover artist for quite a long time. And I'm still a cover artist. I have almost two albums ready in line. And due to this pandemic situation, we had to, you know, stop our recordings, but we'll get back to them once this all settles down. So it's going to be an 8 songs total album that's going to be released in early 2021. Wow. So yeah, that's what we're looking forward to.
We're surely waiting for it, that album. So let's get started with the questions first, Abdullah.
Yeah, so Hassan, like, best thing about this episode is actually we are having people who are actually passionate about what they are doing. So Zeez and Saifullah, you guys are amazing and incredible.
Thank you.
And such talented people like Zeez, you have your originals, and Saifullah, you have your albums planned out. So Zeez, could you tell us, how did you actually find your passion? Like, can you tell us more detail that you will like followed by Saifullah?
Of course. First of all, apologies because I forgot to say thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, it's okay.
Saif, you know, like you mentioned that and I was like, I forgot to say that. So thank you for that. So I'll just like start. As far as the passion is concerned, I feel like for me personally, I like to explore different areas, you know, different areas of art or just like different fields. And I used to always, like I used to write at one point and I still do. Mm-hmm. And I used to paint. And I was just like exploring myself in different fields. And I like, initially I wanted to become a teacher, but then I tried with music and that felt really natural and it just felt really amazing. And it felt like nothing else, to be honest. Like I tried with painting and I tried with different things. I also like social, like speaking on like different issues, but mm-hmm. I feel like with music, it's just like a different feeling. So that's when I actually like realized, okay, this is something that I might want to take seriously and not just as something, you know, like something as a side like profession. And then I started to like learn about it, and I started to like obviously like when I also came into like university, I started meeting like different artists, and I see like and I saw their work ethic and how they took things, and I just you know, it's just when you like you have like the right profession, like you just know, okay, this is something that you're meant to do. And I feel like I'm the most, like I feel the most like happiest when I like make music.
Absolutely.
Thought I found a way, yeah. But you never go away. So I guess I gotta say now, oh, I hope someday I'll make it out of here, even if it takes all night or 100 years. Need a place to hide, but I can't find one near. Wanna feel alive outside. I can't find my fear. It's in a lovely alone. Heart made of glass, my mind of stone. Tear me to pieces, skin and bone. Hello.
So I think, yeah, that's pretty much about it, Kay. Like, music, I think, is meant for me. And it's something that I feel like I have like a natural flow at it. So that's pretty much about it.
So moving on to Saif. Saif, I wanted to ask you a similar question. When did you find this inner talent in yourself? Okay, you can produce songs, you can, you know, play an instrument, you can sing well. When was the time when you found yourself having this inner talent in you?
Thank you very much again for, you know, asking me this question. Oh, it took me back, like, in the times, man, I must say. Such a long journey. I started, you know, I got this realization at a very young age. I still remember when I was 9 years old, I believe. Yeah, that was the time. My mom, she always used to, you know, play music while she used to do the home chores. And she used to listen to Madame Noor Jahan all the time, and then Sir Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. So I've grown up listening to them, right? And got this realization at the age of 9 was due to this, you know, the mom's part that she used to play music all the time. So I started getting these feelings that, oh, dude, you're made for this, right? So I started doing parody of Noor Jahan, Madame Noor Jahan, and then Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. And slowly and rapidly, it keeps on growing in me with me being, you know, growing with it. Then I used to play beats on the table wherever I used to go. I used to find something to, you know, to get started on with. And I still remember initially I started it by playing beats on tables, right? I just used to play beats. And then at the age of 13, I actually started singing songs, and I used to sing in front of my whole class whenever it was our first day in the class, and teachers used to ask us for the introduction. I used to introduce myself, and I used to make sure that, you know, this part needs to come there. Okay, so who's Sefola? Sefola is the one who sings. Okay, cool. So that's how it all started. I used to sing in front of whole class, and then, you know, it keeps on coming up with me. And so, yeah, that's, I would rather say, pretty much about it. Yeah.
Achha, that's what usually happens. Ki jis environment mein aap hote hain, you as a child, you try to adapt that. And in most cases here in Pakistan, that's exactly what happens. So, Abdullah, you had a question?
Yeah. So, actually, both of you are such an amazing people. And could you tell us about the writing process? Like, how do you actually manage? Because writing itself is an art, and actually singing is another art above that. So can you tell us about how do you actually write songs, and what's that process like? Aziz?
Okay, so basically for me, I think I've been writing at since I was 11. So like that started before music, because I remember that I started singing, or like I realized, hey, I could sing when I was around 12 or 13. But, you know, for me, the thing is, like, more than music, I usually love to, like, ponder upon, like, different questions, or I, like, question the world a lot, or I think about different social issues. It's not, like, in Pakistan, I think about maybe, like, transgender community, for example, the people that are not, like given their rights, and, you know, like, all of these things, and that's why I think, like, because of the fact that I overthink a lot about everything, and it really hits me, and it makes me feel some type of way. So writing comes to me, I guess, like, naturally, and I have been doing it. But then when it came to music, like, all I had to do was just find inspiration and literally just, like, reflect as I naturally do, and just turn that into, like, a melody. And it was actually interesting, because for me, I personally take inspiration from literally anything. Like, if I'm like out in the streets, I would see like even like any like you know, like young kids like playing around, and I'll make a song on it. Yeah, just like anything. Like, there doesn't like isn't like a specific, I guess, like subject to like my songs. And even like genres, I think I usually go for like different genres. So yeah, like for the writing process, I think I take inspiration from anything, and also I'm most creative when I'm sad or when I'm low. So
Okay, so let's get to the point here. So today's agenda was music versus stereotypes, an ongoing battle. So let's just talk about that. Since we live in Pakistan, we're culturally, I don't know how we, I'm going to say it, but we're culturally bound. And there's not much we can do. So how do you guys see yourself breaking through that stereotype, that wall of stereotypes, and, you know, trying to you know, promote yourself as artists?
Very informative question, I would say. It's a much needed topic that needs to be discussed. Well, I'll start with it like this, that, you know, there is a certain confidence that you're given from your home. And yes, the society that we're living in, we get that confidence, you know, we don't get that confidence really from our families the way we are supposed to. That's because a lot of things are there, you know, and the time is limited. We won't be able to talk about them. But, you know, it's just like that, that is one thing that makes us going, and that is that artists are always born. This one particular theory has a very strong impact on any society out there. The more you stop them, the more they're going to become a rebel, the more they're going to become, you know, in their own thought process, they're going to make something up to bring that out of them. You cannot stop art coming out of the artist one way or another. What we are seeing until this date, name all the bands, name all the Sufi musicians, name all the artists in Pakistan, no matter what, no matter how the situation has been, no matter how tough the times have been, the artists have always been coming up with their art one way or another. We go back in the time of Junoon, we go back, we see that they brought this revolution. Right, they used to do music that used to boost up the you know, the energies in youth about their being. They used to cover Sir Allama Iqbal's poetry, and you know, Allama Iqbal's poetry has an impact, strong impact. So music has been a language all the way, like from the very beginning. right, different dimensions to it. So there are restrictions, there are conspiracies, there are a lot of stuff that is going on. But as I said, you cannot stop an artist to come up with the art that he or she possesses.
You cannot stop talent. You cannot stop talent. So Aziz, what do you have to say about this?
Okay, so first of all, Sefala has explained this very perfectly. But I'll just add in that basically in accordance with today's topic, I think it's basically the question of ke log kya kahenge. And this is something that I think we face a lot in our society. And, you know, it's usually very challenging because obviously when you're trying to make art and when you want to put that out in the world, you expect good response, but then there's also this fear, because we have strong cultural values and religious values, which kind of conflict sometimes with the art that we're making, especially for women in every field. So I think that's it's really challenging. But how I overcome this is that I don't really consider, I guess, there's a difference between criticism and hate. If there's hate coming at me, I won't take that. But if there's criticism, then I'll take it very constructively, and I'll definitely take that into consideration. Also, there's this thing that I believe that, yes, stereotypes do exist in our society, but I feel like you can make art while being in consensus with the societal values. You know, because that's how I take everything. For example, we have so many artists that are challenging the norms. But for me personally, I feel like it's not always good to resist. So just keep making your art, just keep doing you. And you can in the same time do it in a very graceful and elegant way. Without I guess having a conflict. So yeah, that's
absolutely.
I think how I take
absolutely.
Yes, Sefala. So you mentioned about you can't stop talent to get there out. So can you just tell, do you think there's some sort of nepotism or there's some barriers for new artists or who want to have a platform? Because there are some incredible singers out there. And yeah, we cannot deny the fact that nepotism still exists in those industries. So what's your take on that?
Yes, a very good question again. As you mentioned that it does exist, I would not disagree with you. But as I said, you cannot stop an artist coming up with the art that he or she possesses. They're going to come up with it one way or another. Now, the point why everybody is not under the spotlight is because of so many reasons. The very first and biggest reason I would rather say is this marketing tool that is being used, right? The actual talented person, it's in the artists. Wherever you go, you'll notice in the artist Zeest, the way she has been explaining everything is the way she said, "Kya log kya kahenge?" Theek hai?
Exactly.
I say log to kuch bhi kahenge, yaar. And then she said, "Keep doing you." Theek hai? So the people who know that how they will be continuing this legacy of keep doing them, they're gonna be under the spotlight one way or another. Artists are not always really vocal because they're the people lost in their own thought process. They're the people lost in their own battle against their own self, right? That's the one reason that why they're so creative, right? Because they're always in the battlefield with their own selves, right? So this
Absolutely.
Marketing tool that I mentioned earlier while I started this whole point was that, you know, the people who are actually talented, they are not really vocal about it because of which they don't really get the right platforms. And then the people, you must have seen, there are a lot of artists who call themselves artists, right? And they are using literally all the technology to make their vocal, to make their, you know, sound in their music. And they're on top these days. That's just because of this marketing tool that is being used that, you know, anyone can come up and record their own stuff using all the different, you know, the filters and everything, and they're gonna pay certain amount out there to the marketing companies. For example, to Facebook, they're gonna just go ahead and market their own music, and their music is going to be on top. And we've seen it in our past decade that there has been a lot of negative marketing going on, because of which the whole mindset of the people changed. And the actual artists went out of the spotlight, right? Mm-hmm. And the people who were just a fun factor for the whole nation came under the spotlight. So again, There are a lot of things that needs to get corrected. And in this quarantine time, I have noticed that a lot of talent is being recognized by locals, by people anywhere they're sitting, because everybody's being heard these days, because everybody's at home, and the actual talent is coming out these days. And I am so much hopeful that the better times are coming. You know, there's been a time of that darkness, but it's about to get over. So yeah, I'm hopeful.
Okay, so Zeez, what do you think about this?
Yes, I was about to say that I agree with you, because the thing is that I think the greatest challenge lies in how, you know, different artists break through like major like hurdles like nepotism or stereotypical views, and they continue their art regardless. And I've seen in the industry or in any like field that those like people are more successful that are actually like, you know, doing things out of the box, and they don't really listen to what people have to say, because they just like they have a focus. They're not like undisrupted or anything, whereas if it was anyone like ordinary, they would get affected by everything. So I think it's, again, like as I mentioned before, that you will get hate, and you will get you know, like people disagreeing with you, like with your art. But I think it's most important that the only person that should actually be happy with what you're doing is you, and that's important, and the rest really don't matter, honestly.
Absolutely. So I've had this question for the longest time ever in my mind. So let's just face it, everyone loves music. Even our parents, even our grandparents, who ek music ka soft corner har kisi ke paas hota hai. And the problem here is ki you wouldn't want your children to be going towards that field. I don't know why that happens. Do you guys have any reason to why that happens?
Okay, so actually I used to live in Egypt before this, and when I came to Pakistan, or actually when I went to like university, there was this term that people used a lot, which is Marasi. So yeah. I didn't know what it meant at first, but then they told me, you know, I think it's a term maybe jokingly used, I'm not sure, but it's, you know, like they call those so-called artists or like musicians, and it's like, you know, and like when I talked to so many like people that were making music or that were making art, they told me, Kim, here in our society, although there is so much progress being made, but there's still this, you know, because obviously like culture and religion has a strong existence in every part of our, I guess, like lives and stuff. So I guess, like, you know, even though like we have made progress, like in, there is this bias against like artists, because like only like doctors and engineers are like really like valued for their work, or even teachers or like pilots or whatever, but like musicians and artists, they're not really like valued for their work, yet every single person or like most of the population, they watch their art and they watch actors and actresses and they listen to singers. So I really don't know what's the resistance, but because like it's really ironic, so I don't know, but I hope that it slowly like diminishes away.
So Sefila, what's your perception about this double standards, rather naive statement, ke yani bhai you shouldn't be pursuing music mein kuch nahi rakha, what are you doing with your life? So what do you have to say about that?
All right, it's a very you know, a question that comes up in everybody's mind. I know ye sawal har kisi ke zehen mein hota hai. They are, I would first of all इधर एक पॉइंट आई वुड पिन पॉइंट कि यार कल्चरल वैल्यूज हमारे यहाँ पे देर अंडर द लाइट अलॉट. ठीक है, वी आर अ नेशन वेयर देर अ लॉट ऑफ कल्चर्स एंड हर कल्चर की अपनी एक बाउंड्रीज है. ठीक है, एंड एवरी बाउंड्री इज सेट ऑन द स्टैंडर्ड्स. Now, as Zeist mentioned, this Marasi term, yes, that is a very big term for families that they're concerned about. You know, यार फलां वो क्या कहेंगे, तुम गाने गाते हो, तुम ये करते हो, तुम वो करते हो, तुम्हारा रिश्ता किसी घर लेने चाहेंगे. What are they gonna say कि तुम्हारा बेटा मुझे कहते हैं तुम मरासी है ये वो. Hey, so all these things again, they are there. That's very true. But the people who are really doing something out there. They have always been ahead of all these thoughts. सबको पता होता है कि ये सब होगा, जिसने जो करना होता है वो कर जाता है. ठीक है, the people or the artist who's gonna listen to all these facts is not gonna go up where he or she deserves. So, overcoming the boundaries, the challenges has always been the catch, right? The people who really don't care about all these things make their way up, and that's very true. There are very few of them. And the cultural values, the religious values, and all these different values, standards that are set in our nation, in our country, has really been a big you can say a hurdle or you can say एक boundary आ गई, एक hurdle आ गया हम लोगों के लिए कि हम आगे नहीं बढ़ सकते इन सारी चीजों को लेके, सारी सोच को लेके. तो सारी सोच को बदलना पड़ता है. एंड एवरी
सही बात
आर्टिस्ट ट्राई एंड एंड दे ओवरकम, द वंस हु नो हाउ टू ओवरकम दीज दीज ऑब्स्टिकल्स रियली गो एंड मेक देयर वे अप. एंड या दैट्स राइट.
है. या सेबले, सो आई वाज जस्ट वाचिंग योर प्रोफाइल एंड सिंस यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द बाउंड्री सेट बाय द कम्युनिटी. So this your co-founder of Park Buskers, if I'm pronouncing it right. So tell us about that initiative. What's that?
All right, so Park Buskers, yeah. I mean, you've went through my profile. Thank you very much, and you've seen it. Park Buskers is a small, it's a music community that me and one of my like the very best friends and in music, in real life, in like every walk in life. Jahanzeb, he's a best friend of mine. He's the lead guitarist to my band or wherever we go, we perform. He's the guy always with me. So we always used to think about giving platforms to the people who are really talented. Like Zeist is a very young artist, right? Like Zeist, there are a lot of other artists who has like who, all of them have got a lot of potential in them. In their art, in their music. So we made this platform by the name of Park Buskers. It's a community basically. Every single musician from all over the Pakistan and from all over the world is welcome to join us.
Amazing.
What the catch about is it is that for example, I am a guy who has got links in different industries, right? And there are a lot of offers that I'm being made in like in a month. If I'm being offered 10 different places to perform, I cannot go 10 places, right? But the person who's really talented and who does not have links and he or she does not get offers, so that person being a part of our society, this Park Busker society,
Exactly.
we will provide them that platform, the one of the platforms where we cannot go, right? So that person can go there. So that was the whole point to make this, the busker itself is this word means, to do an art wherever you are, whatever you're having. If you're an artist, just do it. We don't really need places or platforms or stages to do an art. So Park Buskers is all about promoting talent, giving platforms to talent, making the artists feel like they have got this one home by the name of Park Buskers, and they can go, they can rest, they can do whatever they want to do without any problem or without any tension. So,
Wow,
yeah.
Mr.
such
Steph, I love it how you said it gives hope for people who do not have those resources. Like, for example, for us, it might be easy to get jobs in various, you know, industries. But the unfortunate ones who've spent like millions of rupees on education or even music in general, they won't absolutely honor to have you on this podcast just because of what you're doing. I personally believe that that is an amazing initiative. So yeah, Aziz had a question for you.
Hi, Saif. I just want to ask, like earlier, like you mentioned, okay, obviously, like as an artist, you have to like get ahead of everything, of all of these stereotypical views, or, you know, like what people would say. Like, in what about people, for example, if they're like parents, they're the most important in their life. Like, what if their parents are not actually in favor of something, but they're like really passionate about it? So like, that's a situation where you can't actually fully get ahead of it, because obviously there's some, you know, like they like matter to you, but in the same time you want to like do something. So like, what do you say like in that situation?
Okay, Ziz, thank you very much for asking me such a meaningful question, and that comes in every single artist out there, believe you me, because this is very concerning. We do not want our parents to get hurt in any possible way. That's very right. But zindagi mein koi bhi mushkil aati hai, to us mushkil ke saath aasani aati hai. Hamesha us aasani ko dhoondna chahiye. Parents are always concerned about one thing. That's the success. That's the right path for their kids to be on, right? Be on that path. How I used to tackle all of it, or how I would, you know, I would say, yaar, mera experience kya is cheez ko leke? There are certain expectations of your parents from you, right? Padhna hai, padhai ke waqt pe padhna hai. Solutions to every artist out there. Make your parents understand. They're always listening to you. हम उनके जिस्म का हिस्सा होते हैं, वो हमें कभी टूटता हुआ नहीं देख सकते. And when we are not able to continue our passion the way we want to continue it, so we are breaking inside. That breaking inside means that we will be broke all our life wherever we go, whatever we do. You just gotta make this point, understand. अपने parents को इस point को understand करवाना पड़ता है. And I don't think any parent out there would not understand their kid if he or she's gonna go up to them and talk about this. Okay, I'm studying, Dad. I'm doing what you want me to do. But this is something that I want to do, that I want to pursue in life. That makes me feel alive, right? I don't think so that your dad is gonna say, "Beta, मुझे पता है तुम इससे जिंदा रहते हो, तुम्हारे तुम्हारी जिंदगी के लिए बहुत जरूरी है, लेकिन तुम नहीं कर सकते." There's not even a single parent out there who's gonna say no to their kid when they have a legit logical point on what they want to pursue. So
that's amazing. I'm like speechless. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yes, I'm speechless as well. Well, that was some really good, amazing
TED talk, I guess.
Yeah, that was amazing.
it's really easy. Guys, you guys are at very young age. I mean, I'm 27. I have seen enough in life. I have had situations in life where I had to, you know, where people stood in front of me and they were like, "No, dude, you cannot do this, you cannot do that." But I have like ek nichod nikala hai zindagi ka ek tajruba hai, and that is, if you want to do something, you do it.
Exactly. Mm.
Want someone, you become that someone. It's not that hard. It just needs that one belief in your own self and your potential, and that belief in you and your potential will make people understand. You gotta make up the whole scenario. Ek gana likhne ke liye Aziz, aap khud ko waqt deti ho. Aapko ek reason chahiye wo gana likhne ke liye. Aapko reason milta hai, aap gana likh leti ho. In this similar way, when you want to make someone understand on what you want to do, you make the whole scenario up. You come up with the, you know, the different set of cheezein leke aani hoti hai, unko bas wo dena hota hai. This, I always say that, give people what they want to get from you. Unki bucket mein wo dalo jo wo tumse lena chahte hain. And then, you know, tumhara rasta saaf hai.
Wait, can I, like, There's one more question, a very like short question.
Yeah, sure.
Why don't and this is for Saif, like why don't you go for public speaking or something? You're actually pretty like natural at it.
Yeah.
I get that a lot. Thank you very much for you know just pinpointing this. Yeah, I do that on individual basis. That I take it that way ki yaar zindagi mein a life is like a journey. ठीक है तो इस जर्नी में हमारे डिफरेंट स्टॉप्स होते हैं तो अभी तक मेरा वो स्टॉप नहीं आया जहां पे मैंने काम करना है एंड आई एम लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू इट आई टेक लाइफ द वे इट इज या इट्स लाइक टेक लाइफ द वे इट इज गेट एवरीथिंग लाइफ इज लाइफ जिंदगी है गुजारो तो मेरा जब वो स्टेशन आएगा ना तो मैं ये सब करूंगा इंशाल्लाह नो वरी अबाउट इट
इंशाल्लाह इंशाल्लाह सैफ एन एब्सोल्यूट ऑनर टू हैव यू ऑन द पॉडकास्ट दिस यू एज वेल वी आर अनफॉर्चूनेटली रनिंग आउट ऑफ टाइम दिस इज ऑल फ्रॉम माय साइड प्लीज सब्सक्राइब टू आवर YouTube चैनल्स एज दैट वी रीपोस्ट आवर पॉडकास्ट एज वेल एज Spotify and also other podcast listening apps. This is all from my side. Again, Zeez and Saif, thank you so much for being
thank
here. It's an absolute honor for me and Abdullah.
Thank you, guys.
This is me, Hassan Khalid, signing off.
Yeah, thank you so much, Zeez and Saif. I learned a lot from you, both of you. And yes, everyone who's listening to the podcast, follow your passion and you will be there one day that you aim to be. That's also from my side. I really don't want to end this podcast. We usually have another part two with you guys soon.
Inshallah.
Take care.
Thank you, everyone.
It was a really nice time with you guys. Have a good one. Take care of yourselves. Allah Hafiz.
Take care. Allah Hafiz.